This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Senior BJP MP Om Birla will be the NDA nominee for the Lok Sabha Speaker, while opposition INDIA bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates today filed their nominations for the Speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Earlier, the government and opposition failed to reach to a consensus for the post. Talking to media outside Parliament, Union Minister Piyush Goyal said senior Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and J.P. Nadda had a meeting with Congress leader K.C. Venugopal and DMK MP T.R. Balu over the issue. The second day of the 18th Lok Sabha today began with newly elected MPs taking oath as the members of the House. The oath-taking ceremony is underway. A total of 266 MPs took oath yesterday and the remaining MPs will take oath today. The UP Cabinet has passed the Uttar Pradesh Public Examination Ordinance 2024 today. Under this ordinance, stringent provisions have been made for punishment against violators, which include punishment from 2 years to life imprisonment and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees. The cabinet meeting, chaired by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, also passed the 42 other proposals. Our correspondent reports that the proposal of not getting anticipatory bail in cases of women, children and gangsters has also been approved. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will remain in jail as the Delhi High Court today stayed the trial court order granting him bail in a money laundering case. A vacation bench of Justice Sudhir Kumar Jain pronounced its verdict on a plea by the Enforcement Directorate seeking a stay on the trial court order granting bail to Kejriwal. The High Court agreed with the ED's allegations that the trial court did not hear the probe agency properly. Earlier, the Supreme Court yesterday adjourned Kejriwal's petition challenging the High Court order of staying the trial court's order and posted the case for hearing on Wednesday. The Bombay High Court has ordered the release of the juvenile accused in the Pune Porsche crash case, terming the orders as illegal and without jurisdiction. A division bench of Justice Bharati Dangre and Justice Manjusha Deshpande has directed that the juvenile be placed in custody of his paternal aunt and must continue to undergo counselling sessions with the psychologist. New ambassador of China, Xu Feiyong, called on External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed the India-China bilateral relationship and common interest in its stabilization and progress. Dr. Jaishankar wished the Chinese ambassador a successful tenure. The External Affairs Ministers today met journalists from 10 Eurasian countries who are on an India immersion visit. He spoke to them about the long-standing ties, the transformation unfolding in India over the last decade and its prospects for the global south. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said it is nice to see their interest in greater exchanges with India. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been freed from UK prison after deal with US authorities. It will see him plead guilty to criminal charges of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defence information. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry is rolling out Safai Apnao Bimari Bhagao initiative under Swachh Bharat Mission Urban 2.0 from 1st July to 31st August. This initiative seeks to enhance the preparedness of urban local bodies to handle the challenges posed by heavy rainfall and heightened health risk during the months of June to August. It aligns with the Health Ministry's Stop Diarrhea campaign. The BWF US Open begins in Fort Worth Convention Center, Texas this evening. The tournament will see a watered-down field because the top players from across the globe opted to focus on the Paris Olympics. Players in the main draw will be in action tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.